The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host in here and be talking about the reappearance, the time of reappearance, and the advent of Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. With me, I have Dr. Alavian, and I'm sure that you all would enjoy the insights that he's going to share with us. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
Thank you for coming. The Last Savior, previously we've been discussing about the messages of Ashura and their link and connection and how it could bridge into the future, make a bridge into the future, and then connect to what we're expecting from the reappearance, the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. So there has been many lessons that we've been talking about. One of them was to bring prayers into the picture, and not only in the individual level, but also bringing it into the societal level, congregational level, to bring it into action. Like, do not keep it for your own self, because even in that level, it's not going to change your actions in the level of society and bringing any change into the world. And by the way, it's only to whatever, to the point of your, whatever you can do. Not something that you force yourself to do, but only to the point that you can. Whatever you can. That would bring also a change. Like, there are many people right now who are only posting about the Palestinian people,
yeah,
the oppressed people. It's not just Palestine, but since it's much graver, we're talking about that, there are many other nations that have been, that are being actually oppressed by the oppressors. But since Palestine nowadays has become the symbol, because they really have got no weapon against the enemy, and they're so oppressed, and their voice have got to the world, the entire world. So they've become the symbol of these oppressed people, and everybody has to take action for that. So now, keeping that aside, we come back to the messages and the lessons that we could get from Ashura, and create a link between them and what we're going to see in the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his beautiful progeny. Thank you very much for your beautiful introduction. I want to have a very brief comment on your beautiful introduction, that you said that there are some other nations or some other people or groups or communities that have been their rights have been ignored and they have been under oppression. Yes, that's true. But at least we haven't seen in that level, in that vast level of oppression, actually, really, we saw in the whole, in the history, and even at least in last 2 or 3 centuries.
It's so brutal. This very one brutal. Is very brutal.
Yeah, when we see that almost average of 100 people being killed in a very limited area, in 7 kilometers by
I guess something. Nobody in this time would forget what happened to that hospital full of children. Very nobody true. Would forget that.
So we want actually to say that when whatever we have learned from Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his conduct and his sunnah, or whatever we have learned from the lessons that actually have been left from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we want to see them and actually analyze them to see we have to be expecting such a thing again in the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam or not. Definitely yes, but slowly we want to actually take some of the lessons and actually compare it with whatever is going to happen based on a hadith that we have received for the advent of Imam. It's interesting that the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was portrayed for us, I mean, even sometimes more brighter than the government of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or the length of imamate of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or the time of imamate of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So, because the same number of hadith that we have for his martyrdom or the quality of his life or while he was with Imam Hassan alayhi salam before his own imamate until his martyrdom. So we have the same number of hadith, even from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
So, and his government and that Mahdavi utopia that he's going to bring for us. So I want to say that in comparison, we are not going to, have any shortages or, any deficiencies. So we, our hands are full, full of information, inshallah, to make such comparisons. So even this beautiful government, we know many even details of that. I mean, the time that Imam comes or the time that Imam is going to, not the exact time, but I mean, the
time of his ruling.
The pretext of his ruling has been actually portrayed, even the time of after his establishment of his own universal government.
Yeah.
So everything has been said. So we are. That's why we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this opportunity to actually see and sense and feel that government, to see the beauty of that beautiful government. So one of the lessons that we take from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was sincerity, that the same thing will be repeated and will be seen again in the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. What do we mean by sincerity? I want just to give an example of this sincerity that we have seen in the conduct of Imam al-Husayn. And his way from Medina to Mecca and from Mecca to Kufa, actually, Imam alayhi salam could, because he was a well-known person and everyone knew him and they knew that he's grandson of the Prophet, whatever he's saying is true. So he could say that, okay, there is a possibility of you to be saved, I mean, at the end of the day. But never ever he did such a thing. He said, no, whoever joins me, the final point of him would be martyrdom.
Yeah, so ends there.
He did not deceive anyone in order to keep some of the companions with him. And with all these conditions, even at the night of Ashura, one night before his martyrdom, he looked at all of them and he said, I have removed my allegiance over you. So whoever likes to leave is free. He can go.
So it's your choice.
It's your choice. So he was that much sincere to his companions. So the same thing will be seen from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So everyone understands that whatever he says is true. So this sincerity is valued, is important, is significant in the conduct of Imam Hussein.
And by talking about sincerity, there comes a time for us to go for a short break and then we'd come back to see what's more, to learn actually from Imam Ashura and what we're going to see in the time of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Farja. So stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شاع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شاع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Dear listeners of The Last Savior, we're talking about the messages of Ashura and the link actually between these messages and the things that we're going to see in the time of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Farja. So we were talking about sincerity and the fact that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, just like the Prophet, was honest. The same thing is going to happen in the time of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Farja.
Right. The next thing that we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because first we have introduced the key elements of his revolution and his uprising, but slowly we came to the hints which are not as important as the first one, like the establishment of the one government or the revival of the concept of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. So these are the key issues that Imam alayhi salam will work on them. The same way that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will work on them first.
And his revolution is based on them.
Some of these elements, some of these factors that we are now discussing are sometimes the side effects of that Islamic or divine government. I mean, it goes without saying, if, for example, that government has been established, so automatically all the other things will be corrected.
Yeah.
Right? So but what we have learned from Imam Hussein and his statements, whatever he actually did in his uprising, in his revolution till the time of his martyrdom, was his decisiveness and firmness in his leadership. So Imam's Views are not going to change. Why should Imam change? If Imam decided something, it is not from himself. Because we said that they are following the same road and the same
And it's not based on emotion or their wills.
Definitely. So when 9 people on his way from Medina to Kufa came to actually persuade him to accept the allegiance with Yazid.
Yeah.
But Imam said no. So he's not going to change his view because whatever he started is not for his own self.
Yeah, there's no flexibility when it comes to the words of God.
The words of God, yeah. So when it is something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no flexibility. And if it was something belonging to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his connection with people, so Imam alayhi salam was that flexible enough. No need for him again to change his views and ideas. Next is that Imam alayhi salam was not after creating or making any war against anyone. I mean, this is the culture that we take from our imams and our Islamic leaders and Islamic authorities. Look, Imam Ali Salam said, okay, I have not come here to start any war against you, to fight you. So if you don't want to fight with me, let me, I will go. I will go. I live here. So just let me go.
So there was no intention for war.
But they said, no, you have no way back except you pay allegiance with Yazid. So when it was said, no, this is something that I cannot do. So Imam Ali Salam again was decisive enough and firm enough on his views and worldview. That was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he was the Imam of the Khair and the other side was Imam of the Shar, Imam of goodness and Imam of the badness. So both of them cannot be in one actually circle.
They cannot sit around the same table.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why Imam Ali Salam was not a person of creating and making wars or starting wars. The same way that we see this even Sunnah and this conduct in the leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran here. We have not yet started any war against
If there's any war, it has been imposed.
Imposed, yeah. So we have defended ourselves. So if it was from Iraq, then from Israel. So they started the war against us, and then we are defending ourselves. So for defense, no, we are now going to actually put down our powers and to
compensate or be flexible. Nothing.
So when it comes to the response, the response should be heavy.
Exactly.
So the same way that actually Imam Amir Mumin alayhi salam did in the Saffin, the Battle of Saffin. So Imam Ali Salam was the same way. Imam Mahdi Ali Salam would be same. I mean, he's not going to create any war. He's going to just remove whatever is fight, whatever is against the divine government.
To stand in the face of all the tyrannies.
And if they are okay, I mean, they can accept this divine government. They are under the trustee. They're under the aman. They're under the security. They are under the security of Imam Ali Salam. Okay, the next is acceptance of forgiveness of Imam Ali Salam and forgiveness of repentance.
Yeah.
So this is something that we can see from Imam Mahdi Ali Salam again. But sometimes it would be very late for repentance. I mean, in some hadith we have this news that at the time of Imam Mahdi Ali Salam, whoever has repented already has actually prepared himself.
Is going to
himself.
Be accepted.
But, I mean, this repentance that we are talking about is something that whoever made all these calamities and tragedies on Imam Ali Salam, one of these people was Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. He was the cause of all these calamities on Imam Ali Salam. So if we want to see, to actually narrate the story of Karbala and the tragedy, the key point of all these tragedies starts with whatever Hur did.
Yeah.
But how does Imam Ali Salam accept him? And Hur becomes, I mean, among the companions of Imam, and he finds
one
some
of the
levels.
Martyrs,
I mean,
yeah.
Some of the high level martyrs of Imam Ali Salam. Right? So I want to say that Imam has this morale of forgiveness, the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. I mean, because his manifestation of names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam is manifestation of names and attributes of Allah. So the same way would be with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Whoever comes to him and asks for forgiveness, Imam will forgive. So the same morale is there because we have in some of the narrations that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is very similar to Imam Hussein.
So very good. Thank you very much for sharing all these insights with us. I hope you, dear listeners, have enjoyed today's episode. Until another episode, stay healthy, and pray for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu farajah. This was all for today. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun?